This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, just bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
I mean, we're current. We're very good. Should we try to get Gatesy for a cameo? What are the particulars on, by the way, Chad Arp and Dave Harrigan, Susie with the News, brief cameo by Carter. Cameo, get it?
Like that.
Thank you. You see what the figure was? Take a shot. I saw the number for Matt Gaetz.
What Gaetz is charging for a cameo?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a time limit? Is it like a 60-second, 2 minutes, something
like
that?
Yeah, I think there is.
He's charging $1,000.
$525 is what I saw.
Okay.
Bargain, you would say.
Yeah, not bad.
Could we get Gatesy to say, I love the Chad Hartman show?
I don't know. Aside from saying, hey, it's a message to, in this case, you heard Tara.
Yeah.
About, this one's about she graduated law school or something.
Yeah.
Can you get him to say things that he wouldn't agree with?
Do you think everybody on Cameo says, here's my policy, I'll only say the truth?
Well, I think it's a very ethical, a moral website.
Cameo?
Yes, I'm sure it is.
What happened to the guy, Word Up Cameo? You know, Matt Zuccarello could have used that cup when he was playing. Remember that guy? He just had a very large protective cup up. Word Up Cameo.
I don't remember Word Up Cameo.
Come on. The group Cameo, and one of their main songs was Word Up,
okay.
Right?
Was it? I don't.
Couldn't you Google it?
I think
right?
I know the song.
I think
you
so.
You know,
unless I'm having a concussion right now. You don't care. I mean, that's great, too.
It's not bad.
Not bad for if you're going, you know, because what the two of us do a lot, clubbing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we're going clubbing tonight?
Yeah, we are. We're going to throw our hands in the air like we...
We don't care
a little bit.
Yeah, we care a little bit. Like, if you went clubbing in downtown Minneapolis tonight, Monday night, text me 651-461-9226. Where would you go clubbing?
It's a big night in downtown. Monday night before Thanksgiving.
You know what shocked me? My parking lot, which normally on Mondays and Fridays, where I save a little bit of money.
Yep.
It's never full on Mondays and Fridays.
Was today.
It's full today.
You know how I know that? I took the last spot.
Put your hands in the air like you don't care.
My normal spot was taken, too, and I got to get out of here early. I can't afford the walk.
So you went to my spot.
Yeah, I can't afford the time to walk to River Falls, so I got to go to a quick one today. And there was one spot left. I said, Chad's not going to be thrilled with me.
I am not thrilled with you. I shouldn't have shared that parking lot.
I mean, I got here at 9:45. Someone was going to take that one last spot before you got here at 11:50.
$6 for downtown. Yeah. It's pretty good,
I'll
right?
take it.
I mean, I want us to be downtown. I'd like to have free parking.
It would be really nice.
Yeah. I mean, we could park across the street or next door, but it's parking with a terrace. Okay. It's $25 plus. I'd like to save $20 a day.
Yes.
Now,
if Odyssey said, okay, we'll do free parking, but you're going to have to walk a little bit. Six blocks. You in?
99% of the time. There are days when it's below zero where I pay. It was
You're soft.
Below
bold
zero.
North, Chad.
Oh, I'm not a bold North guy.
Bold
I go to the Western White House now. What are you talking about? Winter, it's garbage. Okay, we're 2 months, what are we, 5 months away from winter starting, or maybe, you know, a month away from winter starting. Yeah, downtown parking. So we got a lot right here.
A lot happened.
A lot happened. Word up cameo. Great. Oh, here's another one. Text me. If you still go out dancing, what song do you want to hear? By the way, Adam loves Glenn Miller. You know?
Exactly. Who doesn't?
Yeah, you know, maybe it's Brian Seltzer.
Setzer?
Setzer.
Seltzer's a different thing.
Seltzer. Maybe Alka-Seltzer. Yeah, you know, I thought he was tied to that family.
Yeah, you know what? Exactly. They're both right. Very bubbly. That's all I know.
Exactly right. Quentin loves bubbly water, too. You know, you give me something, including your screw up, and I'll pivot to it quickly. I'll do the weave. I can do the weave. It's working out well. If you do the weave, you're the president of the United States. I mean, you try to overthrow a government. If you do the weave, you're back.
It's more like the wander, I believe, as we learned from Dana Carvey's Joe Biden, right?
Oh, it's so good. Do you have a particular – it's not like, you know, I'm out there on the dance floor, but word up cameo. What year was that? Can you look? That's 80s, maybe when – seeking some companionship or with somebody who wanted
86.
86, right there. ASU.
Mm-hmm.
Future 2025 national champions.
It's very
ASU,
close.
ASU Oregon collision course. Get ready for it. Gophers, get out of here. So we stormed the field when the game was still going. Who cares? We still won the game.
Yeah, that just means there was confidence. Confidence within the Sun Devil faithful.
Okay, speaking of confidence, I think it's time to say the Vikings are now the third best team in the National Football Conference. Last week, our theme was enjoy the season. You play to win the game. They won the game yesterday.
They did do that.
Dirty, grimy, gritty, maybe even some seltzer was involved. Tough guy game. Johnny Munt. Again, I'm different than Kevin O'Connell. Would have caught him right there. After, right then.
Not a great play.
I would have pointed at him. Carter and I were looking at some great curb clips. Michael McKean, who's one of the most underrated actors ever. Michael McKean is so good and everything. And he's just with Larry, and I won't give all of it, but there's one scene where he's just snapping his fingers, you know? I mean, is there ever a possible scenario when someone snaps their fingers at you when you don't want to punch them in the face? You know? It's an awful thing to do.
I mean, if they're a member of a jazz group.
Yeah, again, you're grooving, you know?
Hey.
You're scatting, you know? But no. So, Michael McKean, I would have snapped if I was KOC, snapped it at Johnny Mott and done the fingers across the throat and said, walk off the field. Do not go in the locker room. We'll have security bring your stuff out to you. And if you want to hop on the L wearing number, is he 86? I think it might be 86.
That sounds right.
Just hop on the L, go to the airport. You're not flying back with us.
Midway, O'Hare, doesn't matter. Pick one. Leave your playbook.
It's just an indefensible play by a guy with an excellent football name. If you're going to be a tight end, Johnny Munt is just a great name to have.
Tight end, fullback, or nose tackle.
Tough guy.
Yeah.
He should be playing for the Bears. Johnny Munt, you know. They won the game. They've now won 5 straight at Soldier Field. So get out of here with you can't win at Soldier Field. If you still want to say goofy things happen in Soldier Field, yeah, more goofy things happen. So they find a way to win games. Again, ugly against Indianapolis. Ugly against Jacksonville. Ugly against Tennessee. And ugly against the Bears. And last week, my theme was, starting the show, you play to win the game. Enjoy it. And so they won again. But after Philadelphia destroyed the Rams, I'm now saying that the Eagles are better than your Minnesota Vikings at this point. Because the whole point was last week, hey, they can beat anybody in the NFC, but the Lions know, by the way, Sam Darnold's a little more accurate on a deep throw. Guess what? They win. Now, I would say the Eagles are the better team over the Vikings. Are you willing to acknowledge that also?
The Eagles have looked very good the last, what, 7-8 weeks?
Yep. That coach is viewed as kind of a buffoon, mm-hmm. and he gets into screaming matches. What has he done so far, though? He went to the Super Bowl his first year. Then last year was a bad year, but they went to the playoffs. And this year, they're on a total run. For a guy, it seems like every other story about Sirianni is when he's going to be fired. He's got a pretty good record.
It's going okay for him.
I mean, Super Bowl, playoffs, and...
Playoffs?
Playoffs! And now where they're at? Pretty good. Is that your view of the Vikings right now? They're the third best team in the NFC. Did you come away from that game again saying, hey, the point of the game is to win? And how many other games have you watched where the Vikings coached by, well, not Bud. Bud pretty much won every game there. But Denny, Chili, Tice, mm-hmm. Zim.
Burnsy before him.
Burnsy. Where just a cavalcade of weird things happen, and they lost. KOC, it doesn't dazzle you all the time. But they win the game. Is that your takeaway, or are you like, come on, 9-2? They're the worst 9-2 team.
That's still a wonderful compliment.
That's a hell of a...
I'd love to be a terrible 9-2
yes,
football team.
Exactly. And it's a testament to the head coach and the players. By the way, the news...
And the front office. Don't forget.
And the front office, because Kwesi had a great offseason. The 2022 draft gets worse by the moment. By the way, as expected, Jack Smith announces he's dropping Donald Trump's election interference case.
What?
I know, a stunner.
I didn't see that.
He dropped it before he was about to get fired. So, again, the Democrats on the people you're going to blame for losing decisively in resounding fashion to Donald John Trump, blame Merrick Garland. Why did he take as long as he did to form the case and turn it over to Jack Smith? Because it's possible, if he does this a year before, Donald Trump says in court, maybe loses. But he's not. He is the president-elect of the United States. On the purple questions, the music questions, and the variety we've given you early, what do you want to say? StylesFinancial.com talk and text lines. By the way, maybe you want to chime in on Jack Smith. We can throw a lot for you. Donald Trump, he escapes a lot, and he wins a lot. He just does, and this is another enormous victory for Donald John Trump. StylesFinancial.com, talk and text lines, 651-461-9226.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Guests coming up. Jack Ewing, part of a story in the New York Times today I thought was pretty intriguing. Automakers to Donald Trump, please require us to sell EVs. Pretty counter to what the former and future president had said so far. And these are big-time automakers saying, no, our plans are too far down the line. Don't sidetrack us. Donald Trump normally just takes his own advice. So we'll see what happens there. So Jack Ewing wrote the story at 12:35. Adam Dunick from the Downtown Business Council. We have another big plan for downtown Minneapolis. We have plan after plan after plan. This is a big one. Adam Dunick, we were hoping he might be available 135. Turns out 105 is better, so we're going to move overrated, underrated, properly rated to 135. 9-2, Dave Harrigan, you chime in before we get to a lot of texts, because here's a text. This season is eerily similar to 2022 with all the close victories and a quarterback without a winning playoff resume. A lot of their numbers look better this year than 2 years ago. Number one, the defense, right?
Oh, for sure.
Ed Donatell compared to Brian Flores is like me compared to Tiger.
Yeah. Okay. You still don't like giving up what they did to the Bears.
Yeah. But that was, how many games this year, like the Rams scored against them? Lions, but the Lions are the best team. Best offense. They
Lions
just
average about 80 per game, so yeah. It's pretty good to hold them to 30.
Yeah. Bears offense has been inept. But I'll tell you what, that quarterback, he's got a chance to be trouble.
He can do some things.
He has got a gun. He is mobile. He is fearless and borderline foolish.
Holds the ball a little long sometimes.
Holds the ball. The throw going to his right in the first half, that wasn't artistry.
Yeah.
But it was accurate to Swift. That was a hell of a play. If they get a top-notch coach, this division is going to be a monster. I mean, you already have these three teams with over 8 wins now. Bears get a couple more draft choices, and they get a Mike Vrabel or, you know, what about Ben Johnson leaving the Lions, the offense coordinator darling for the Lions, and going right next door to Chicago with a Caleb Williams?
Because very interesting.
You know, Collar's the modern touchy-feely guy. He wants the coach that's KOC-like, that's Sean McVay-like, Matt LaFleur-like, Kyle Shanahan-like. All good points. Bears are still pretty undisciplined. If Belichick would actually hire an offense coordinator who can really relate to a kid quarterback like Caleb Williams, wouldn't that be the job Belichick would want? Aren't the Bears a team that's got a chance to really jump up the next couple of years?
I think so.
Right? All right, so 9-2, you buy in. You buy in less, you buy in more off yesterday.
I think if you want to say they're third in the NFC, that seems pretty fair. Just because the Eagles have looked good. But look, like you said, play to win the game. The Vikings have won the game. So I'm not going to demote them to third yet. I'm going to still say second best because that's where they were at and they haven't lost yet in the last few weeks to prove me otherwise. Prove me wrong otherwise.
I hate more text here. I hate many Eagles fans, but if the Purple meet the Eagles in playoffs right now, I'd pick the Eagles easily. Another texter, barely the third best team in the NFC North. Well, they're not barely. They're clearly better than the Bears, even though it was a close game. You're judging off the season total.
Yeah, they've beaten the Bears and the Packers on the road.
They went to Lambeau, and that was a meltdown also, right? They've had multiple games this year where they establish a lead, and then they try to give it away.
They are terrible at putting away a game on offense late. If you just need to hold the ball, move it for a couple first downs, the Vikings don't do that.
Word to your mother. We're going to disco at the Hog's Breath Saloon tonight. That's fantastic. Get down tonight, Casey and the Sunshine Band. Dead or Alive, You Spin Me Around. Yes. I like to dance to Tears in Heaven. Kind of a tough one.
Rough?
Kind of a rough one. We'll have Dancing to Earth, Wind, and Fire. He wore the red vinyl protector cup over a black bodysuit. Yes. Let's see. Somebody loves when Gustavus is mentioned. Yes, Gustavus St. Peter. We're going to get back to the purple. So let's see, one other note. Let's see. Let me look at my notes. Let's go Jefferson. I give Jefferson a lot of credit for yesterday. First of all, Jalen Johnson's really good as a cornerback. Really good. There's no doubt they also were having another player on, although we're now turning this into nine guys are on JJ. Jalen Johnson was on him a number of times solo, but there was also plenty of double teams. Now, just to justify it, but even though he just had 2 for 27, the games Addison had, the games Addison, Hockenson, the penalties did not cause any issues, unlike a lot of wide receivers. I think he does deserve credit for that.
Yeah.
Plenty. They still got to find a way to get him the ball, though.
That would be good. But, I mean, with Addison and Hockenson both having monster games.
Monster games, yeah.
That's, I mean, clearly the impact is there.
It is, for sure. And to have skilled guys to take advantage is astute maneuvering by Kwesi and O'Connell. EVs, automakers, Donald Trump, topic next.